Got another singing assignment for you. This one is... We didn't know what to call this one, but this is one of a couple of different songs we used to sing from Psalm 19, King James Version of the Bible. And I get to sing the verses 7, 8, and 9, and you get to sing the chorus. More to be desired are they than gold. And the ellipses there are just taking out the word yay. Okay. So we don't have to say more to be desired are they than gold. Yay, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. I'm going to try to remember the other lyrics for this, but let me show you how the chorus goes, okay? More to be desired are they than gold, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Try it. More to be desired are they than gold, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Very nice. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and a the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, than much fine gold. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. More to be desired are they than gold, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the so much. You sounded great. Well, around this time, Christian rock was just starting off, 1969, 1970. One of the great pioneers, maybe the first person to do a Christian rock album, was Larry Norman. And his album on the Capitol label, Upon This Rock, was the name of it. And he's sort of flying here, and you see his hand stretched out here. And he has a lot of great Christian songs. Well, I saw him in person only once. He came to a sort of a fireside gathering at this Assembly of God Church in Palo Alto, California. And he'd been invited by a friend of mine who was sort of a groupie of his, a chaste groupie, you know, this is a Christian groupie, whatever that was. And he was so sweet and soft-spoken. He had long blonde hair down to his shoulders. And he was dressed in a suit, which surprised me. And he was talking about, well, I'm so excited to sing for you tonight some of the songs I've written about our Lord. And I want to start with one that means a great deal to me. And this is the song. Forget your hexagram. You'll soon feel fine. Stop looking at the stars. You don't live under the signs. Don't mess with gypsies or have a fortune read. Keep your devil on the floor and don't you listen to the dead. You can't hitchhike your way to heaven. The devil's closed the roads. You live once and you die once with no reincarnate episodes. You can't hitchhike to heaven or get there by just being good. The rules were set down long ago when the spikes went in the wood. Heaven is in your mind. Well, love is in your heart. Maybe you'll find a way. But first you'll have to start. So forget your hexagram. You'll soon feel fine. Stop looking at the stars. You don't live under the signs. Don't mess with gypsies or have a fortune read. Keep the devil on the floor and don't you listen to the dead. Hitchhike your way to heaven. The devil's closed the roads. You live once and you die once with no reincarnate episodes. You can't hitchhike to heaven or get there by just being good. The rules were set down long ago when the spikes went in the wood.
This group of old Assembly of God folks did—they just—we sort of, us younger ones are sort of helping them with their chins off the floor. You know. I thought, what a way to start your meeting. Anyway, I love the song. I love the man. He's a great, great Christian singer. Passed away just a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago now. I also had the opportunity to. Be in a garage band, actually, with John Fisher, who is another early Christian rocker. Some people say he did the first Christian rock album, The Cold Cathedral, a little bit more of a folk album. I love John, and he did so many things for me to really not just help me be confident as a musician, but more than that, to read scripture to me. He knew I was in lots of trouble. And so when I got to my senior high talent show of my senior year, I sang this song of John's and another one of John's on this program. Sing a new song. A song of salvation. I got a new life now. I'm a new creation. See that train boy pulling out of the station. Get on board now. It's sweeping the nation. And people all over are finding it's true. The answer you're searching isn't in you. So you better think twice now. 'Cause I hate to see you wiping out your life now. 'Cause you can't rely on a chemical high. So sing a new song.
chain boy pulling out of the station. Get on board now, 'cause it's sweeping the nation. I said the big trains are moving, dividing the land. Get on board and be part of the plan. But you better get on now, 'cause that train may never pass this way again. It churns away to the final day. So sing a new song, sing a song of salvation. I got a new life now, I'm a new creation. See that train boy pulling out of the station, pulling out of the station. Get on board now, get on board now. Sweeping the nation, sweeping the nation. So people all over are finding it's true. The answer you're searching for isn't in you. But you better think twice now, 'cause I hate to see you wiping out your life now. You can't rely, no you can't, on a chemical high. So sing a new song, sing a song of salvation. Got a new life, got a new life now. I'm a new creation, I'm a new creation. See that train boy, see that train boy pulling out of the station. Get on board, get on board. So we for the nation.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just going to do a couple more here, and then we'll be on our way. We'll take our trains back home. The scripture for that, by the way, you saw there. There's a lot of scriptures that command you to sing, or at least make a joyful noise. Okay. And there's a couple that say sing a new song, and that's where that comes from. And then the next part comes from this. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. This next one I'm going to sing to you is the only one here that I wrote. At least I wrote the words, the music to it. The words you know. It's a hymn called Secret Prayer. It used to be in the hymn book as There Is an Hour of Peace and Rest. And not long after I joined the LDS Church, I had our young adult group sing my version of this in sacrament meeting, because I really didn't like the one in the hymnbook very much. Anyway, so, but I'd totally forgotten about it. And I wrote a lot of songs as a born-again Christian. I wrote a few songs in my early days in the LDS Church, and I really forgot all of them because I didn't write them down. And what happened with this one was, I remember doing it, but I didn't remember the song at all. And a friend of mine who sang it back then sent me an email several years ago and said, my son wants to learn that song, You're Setting a Secret Prayer. So I need to know the chords on the guitar. And I said, I don't remember how it goes. And she says, I'll sing it for you on your email, on your phone mail. So she sang it on this phone mail. I was like, oh yeah, I remember that one. So I sent her the chords, and I thought, well, this is kind of a nice thing. So thanks to Jocelyn for singing that for me.
There is an hour of peace and rest, unmarred by earthly care. 'Tis when before the Lord I go and kneel in secret prayer. The straight and narrow way to heaven, where angels bright and fair are singing to, God's praise is found through constant secret prayer. May my heart be turned to pray, pray in secret day by day, that this boon to mortals given may unite my soul with heaven. When sailing on life's stormy seas, mid billows of despair, to my soul to know he hears my secret prayer. When thorns are strewn along my path and foes my feet ensnare, my Savior to my aid will come if sought in secret prayer. May my heart be turned to pray, pray in secret day by day, and that this boon to mortals given may unite my soul with heaven. May my heart be turned to pray, pray in secret day by day, that this boon to mortals given may unite my soul with heaven.
Thank you. I really think that should be side by side.
All right, well, just one more and then that should be on your way. Going back to the old timey stuff. You know about secret prayer. You were just reading about that, I'm sure, Matthew 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. And finally, I'm singing the song that's the oldest one I remember, the oldest Christian song I remember is my father's favorite song, and known around the world, the old rugged cross. We don't sing too much about the cross either, a little bit. And there's lots of scriptures on the cross. I didn't know what to choose, but I do love this one in Colossians 2, last thing on this sheet I passed out. He is blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, laws, ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. I love that image. Thank you again for coming tonight, and I hope it's been a rewarding time for you. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame.
prisoners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his home up above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange someday for a crown. In that old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. That old cross, Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. That old rugged cross, I will never be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last. Till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross. I will cling to the old change it someday for a crown. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down.